You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm excited to be in studios with Loma. Welcome.
Hi there, Cheryl. Good to see you.
It is so great to see you, Jonathan. You, of course, are a very frequent visitor to the KEXP airwaves and special shows and benefit shows. I think we could call you KEXP family.
And oh, thank you.
You have brought your current touring family with us. You want to give a little introduction before we get started?
This is Loma, which is the new band I'm working with. I toured with Emily, who's singing, and Dan, who's playing drums, in 2016 with Shearwater, and we liked them so much that we decided to form a band together. And we just put out the record on Sub Pop about a month or so ago, and this is our first ever tour. Over on bass, we've got Matt Schussler, and then on keyboards, Emily Lee, who's also an alum of the Shearwater touring band.
It's great to see all of you here today and love the new record. Again, Loma came out recently on Sub Pop Records, and I want to start us off with a couple songs.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. Loma is live here in the KEXP studios playing songs from their debut self-titled record out on Sub Pop. Thank you so much. That is gorgeous.
Thank you.
You all sound so wonderful together. And Jonathan, when you were introducing the band, hi, Dan.
Hello.
You were saying that you all toured together. I know you toured together pretty extensively in the U.S. and Europe on Jet Plane and Oxbow, the Shearwater record. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan, I know you have loved some of the bands you've toured with so much. You call them fellow travelers, that you made a covers record of some of your tour mates' songs. But this time you actually created a band.
Yeah, we went whole hog. This time, it's just I liked it so much about the company.
Yeah, tell me, and I also want to hear from Emily and Dan, what about each other's projects and you as individuals and musicians drew you together and made you want to start this project and write songs together? Or did you even know it was going to be a record? You just maybe wanted to start fooling around together with music?
Well, after one show in Brussels, it was about halfway through the tour, I just went up to him and was like, we have to make music together somehow. This has to happen. Because I was just sort of in love with the way that they made music and the sounds they were able to produce every night, just the two of them. And it was just mystifying, and I kind of just wanted to find out how they did it. And so we decided to go to, set up in their house in Texas where they'd recorded the Cross Record album Wabi Sabi and just play for a couple of weeks and see what happened. And it soon felt like we were kind of blowing this giant soap bubble that nobody wanted to be the one to, to break it. And it turned into this album.
Tell me about your place in Texas, because in interviews I hear that the place that you recorded is as much a part of the album or character in the record as you all are.
Yeah, it's on 18 acres in a place called Dripping Springs, Texas. And it's kind of like a prairie in the backyard, and the house is made of rammed earth, which is just like compressed rocks and these sort of like striated.
Sounds real good in there.
Yeah. Very thick walls.
Yeah, no treatment to the walls or anything. It just sounds naturally good.
So a lot of pretty kind of a small inside space, but then a lot of outside space.
And that the outside spaces found their way into the record in a lot of cases. That actually you're about to hear some of that in these next couple of songs, because all the natural sounds that were happening around the house sort of made their way into the album.
Yeah, and there's a chair solo in the next song.
Yeah,
I was going to say I can hear them. They're so beautiful. I think of them as guest musicians. It's sort of wind and trees and chairs and birds. Talk a little bit about the natural environment and what your plan was for working that in, or was it just an organic process?
Well, almost and just anything that made a sound that we liked, we decided to include it, up to and including the dogs that were, there were two dogs at the house. And rather than doing the thing you usually do with recording where you're always trying to keep the dogs out of the album, and we're like, any sound the dogs made, that goes in. Wherever it is, that's what happens in the record. And I think they make an appearance in this next one. There's a song we're not playing today this actually has a dog solo in it, where one of them just walks right by the microphones and you hear it sort of jingle its way through.
Is this different from any other project that you've worked on, or how was this record different coming together, the three of you?
I think that it's a little bit familiar territory in the way that Cross Record constructs songs, in that we experiment a whole lot and just kind of throw stuff around but very different in that I was pretty much exclusively singing words that Jonathan wrote and melodies that Jonathan wrote, and that's way out of my comfort zone, and it was very fun.
It was way out of mine to write for someone else to sing. I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
So we kind of constructed this third personality that wasn't entirely Emily or me, and it really just sort of, none of us wanted to disturb it. There was something that felt magical about it, and we didn't want to mess with it.
I started to think of Loma as this person Stand we're all sort of, the spirit we're all following or something.
Yeah, it's like having all your hands on the Ouija board and nobody knows who's driving exactly, but it worked out.
That sounds exciting. Well, it's exciting as a listener as well. We're live in the KEXP studios with Loma, and tell us about this track. You've been referring to all the guests coming up on it, chair.
Well, this one, there's a chair solo in this, which is the sound of dragging a chair across the floor in the room, but there's also there's an aviary with all these parrots in it over the hill nearby, and so you'd wake up in the morning and you'd hear all these macaws screaming, and so there's a bit of a they turn up in the middle of the song. You can hear them. Thank you.
That was awesome. Loma, it's fun to do. Live here in the KEXP studios. It's fun to listen to as well. Thank you again so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl.
The Loma album out on Sub Pop Records. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.